like overkill to just keep this Christmas thing going. Had enough of those Christmas carols and eaten enough food to feel full for quite a few weeks. The decorations have been up and been enjoyed. And, you know, now it's time to move on. It's time to think about the New Year's resolutions and the diets to lose all those pounds we put on enjoying the feast. It's time to pack up the decorations and put down the tree. Take down the tree. And it's time to sing other songs besides Christmas carols. And it's time to wish people a Happy New Year rather than a Merry Christmas. But before we say adieu to this Christmas season, there's a question that I think we need to ask ourselves. Before we pack it all up and put it all away, before we forget about the manger, I think we need to ask ourselves just what child this is. What child is it that we've spent this season celebrating? What child is it that laid in that manger? What child has been born to us? Perhaps that's not a question we think we need to ask. After all, it's Jesus Christ, the Lord. That's who was born in that manger and laid in that manger. That's who we celebrate at Christmas. But have you pondered that question more deeply? Have you asked yourself who that child will grow up to be? Before we go back to business as usual, perhaps we should be asking ourselves if business as usual is what we want to go back to. In face of that question, what child is this? What child is it that will grow up? What kind of man will he become? What kind of impact will this child have on the world, on our lives? It's a question that has been asked by many and answered by some. In fact, this child will ask his own question of those who follow him, very much the same question when he will ask his disciples down through the ages, who do you say that I am? Just a few days after we like to end the Christmas story, we end it with the angels singing, "Peace on earth, goodwill towards men." Mary ponders all these things in her heart, and the shepherds run off, glorifying and praising God. We leave the sanctuary glorifying and praising God for a beautiful and picturesque and touching Christmas once again. Back out into the world, back out into the hustle and bustle, on to the next thing. But the truth is, the story of Christmas goes on. It doesn't end with the manger. The child grows up. In fact, grows up rather quickly. And there will be people who will be answering that question all throughout. What child is this? It's just about a month after we end the story that Mary and Joseph take the baby Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem. Now, they take him there for a very specific ritual that has to do with the Jewish faith of giving the sacrifices for the firstborn son of a family. But while there, the most mysterious thing happens. A man comes up to them, a man named Simeon, a prophet, a priest. And he answers that question in words that I'm not sure Mary and Joseph were prepared to hear. What child is this? The priest Simeon says, "This child is destined to cause the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be the sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too." Wow. Is that who we're prepared for this child to be? Someone who will cause the rising and falling of nations? Someone who will be spoken against? Your infant? A child? A baby? Someone who we like to ooh and ah and think, sing picturesque songs about. But there have been many who thought this baby's coming into the world was nothing to ooh and ah about. In fact, Herod also had his own thoughts about just who this child is. We don't know how long it was after Jesus' birth, perhaps as much as 2 years. But Herod gets wind. He finds out that Jesus has been born, and he is not the least bit smitten. He doesn't think this is any mere baby, wrapped in cloths and lying innocently in a manger for us to dream about. No, he thinks Jesus is a threat, and that this is the beginning of something big. The beginning of the end for Herod, if he reads the signs right. For this child will grow up to be a man who will be claimed king. The riches and power that Herod has accumulated, the kingdom he has obtained, Jesus is a threat to it all. For Jesus' kingdom, when it comes, will be one in which the poor are blessed, the meek are blessed, the merciful are blessed. Hardly the kind of kingdom that Herod has based his power on. Hardly the kind of kingdom that Herod would fit into. No, Herod found this child to be a great threat. When Herod answered the question, "What child is this?" his answer is, "A child that must die." And we often skip over that part of the Christmas story because it's not very warm and friendly. It's not something we like to think about. The fact that Herod was so threatened by a baby that he commanded his soldiers to kill every child up to the age of 2 in Bethlehem. Seems pretty extreme. And what of the Magi, the wise men that come? Who do they think Jesus was? How do they answer, "What child is this?" Certainly they must have thought that he was someone important to travel so far and to bring such magnificent gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. What use would a baby have for gold and frankincense and myrrh? Perhaps a rattle and a blanket and some diapers would have seemed a more appropriate gift to us. Gold and frankincense and myrrh. Now these were gifts for a king. Perhaps the wise men knew what child this was. But what of the shepherds? All of the excitement, the angels breaking into their silent night. Did they really understand? Did they really know what the angels meant when they said, "A Savior has been born to you"? The Messiah is here? Did they comprehend when they went to that stable and looked at a baby that was less than a day old, that the world was about to change? They must have known something, or they must have seen something in that stable that night to have left praising God for all that they had seen. And what of Joseph? Do you wonder what he thought of all of this? Did he really comprehend what child this was? Certainly the angels had come and told him. But we know the story as well. Did we comprehend it ourselves? And what of Mary? The scriptures say she pondered and treasured all of these things in her heart. And boy, there was a lot that had transpired. Messages from angels and shepherds and later from Magi and priests in the temple. But could any of that have prepared her for what would take place? Could any of that prepare her truly for what her son would grow up to be? Perhaps it was only at the end of the story, after she had listened to him teach, She had seen him arrested. She had sat at the foot of the cross as he was crucified, as a criminal, with a mock sign above his head, King of the Jews. Perhaps it was after the resurrection, when she saw him once again face to face, that she was truly able to comprehend all that had been said of this child that she had once held in her arms, that was now Savior of all, the risen Lord, the very Son of God, God Himself. But what of us? Are we prepared to connect the baby in the manger with the man, Jesus? Are we prepared to allow him to grow up? To truly become king, not just in name, but in power and authority and command over our lives? Are we prepared to answer that question? What child is this? Because if we truly answer, is Jesus Christ, our Lord, King, Emmanuel, God with us, we truly answer the question, perhaps we will find that it's not so easy to pack Jesus away this year. Perhaps we will find that it's not so easy to go back to business as usual. Because if we let Jesus grow up, if we let him get out of that manger, if we let him be Lord and Savior over our lives, business will be anything but usual. Would you pray with me? Lord, Christmas is such a special time, and I am so thankful for all the glorious memories of Christmas you have given me, for all the beauty it has, all the majesty, all the mystery, all the ways it has touched my heart. And I too have kneeled at that manger in my mind and oohed and aahed over the wonder of you coming as a baby. But Lord, today, as we prepare to move on from the beauty and the wonder and the majesty of Christmas, may we also allow Jesus to get out of that manger, to grow up, to be Lord of our life. And Lord, as we get up and move on through this year, please don't let it be business as usual. But in the wonder and majesty and power of your name, be Lord of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Would you join me by standing for our closing hymn, What Child Is This, found on page 219.